I'm a park ranger and I dig danger, dream of it night and day. And God willing.
Yes, that means JW, our producer, on the line with us now. Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
I'm just excellent. How about you?
I think I'm okay. I think I'm good. Actually, it might be better than that, but give me a minute to think about it. I got to take a quick break. Sit tight, my friend. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.
I'm a park ranger and I dig danger. Dream of it night and day. And God willing, I'd be out killing.
Welcome back to the program on this long Victoria Day weekend. I'm Angelo Vial. He is Stephen Labadie. We have Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, and of course our illustrious leader, JW, John Winters, on the line, producer of the show. There, Johnny. Sorry to put you on hold. I hate putting you on hold because I think somewhere down the line it's going to look bad on my resume.
I'll get even.
Oh, I know you'll get even. That part I guarantee you. For sure you'll get even.
Yeah.
So far, a wonderful weekend. I know you had a wonderful day yesterday. I want to talk about that. I know you might not want to at this point, but I want to talk about that. What's planned for the rest of the weekend for you?
I'm headed up to a cottage that is owned by a friend of ours, and they got some flooding. It didn't do any damage to the cottage, but caused some issues with their well and their waterfront area, so we're going to see what we can do there today.
Perfect. So let's go to yesterday. I think you had a fantastic story that you shared with me that I'd love the audience to hear as well.
It was a lot of fun, but it wasn't easy. You know, you get that hot tip of this great little brook trout creek, and you're wondering, after you've been there for about 20 or 25 minutes, did somebody send me on a wild goose chase here or whatever? Because I was in a tag alder jungle. I mean, and there was blowdown with it, too. So you get into this thing, and you feel like you're in Burma or something like that going through the jungle. Anyway, I followed this creek, and it's fast flowing. It is a good brook trout creek, you can tell, and there are a few holes, but boy, did it get hammered this spring with spring flooding. And the interesting thing about that is I was looking online, did some searching, because I wondered exactly what it does to a creek like that when it gets blasted. And when I say blasted, I mean the water level probably was like 10 times a normal
wow.
Flow. Yep. And it blew out a culvert upstream. There was granular material strewn everywhere. You could see the flood damage. So what effectively happens in a case like that is you might lose 90% of the brook trout fry, the little guys that have hatched out. Now, some of them will escape. They'll swim up a rope, is the way we used to put it when I was in the park. They can find these little feeder creeks, and they'll hide in them, and then they come back. But so my experience yesterday was working through this jungle trying to find nice deep holes. And I found a few of them, and I caught some small brook trout, and I'd been on this creek upstream before and got bigger fish, so I figured they're here somewhere, but I never connected with them. Anyway, I kept going downstream, making my way. I had to cross back and forth, I'm going to say, at least 15 times. And the reason was because you'd come to a point where you were completely blocked, where trees yeah. were down and so on and so forth. Long and short of it is, I come to this corner, and I come around, and there's a trail. Wide open. I could have walked the damn trail.
I only laugh at you, my friend. I laugh at you because I've been there myself, and you feel like a total idiot. And it ruins – you know what it does? It ruins the whole experience. I mean – it just it's just, you thought you had your own little piece of heaven. You thought you were, you know, breaking your own trail into this piece of wilderness that no human being had ever set foot on, and there you got a highway right next to it at the end. I can't tell you how dumb you feel at the
end. It was an old logging road, and it was kind of interesting because you know, you have this image, and we all do, up in Muskoka. You know, you're in the wilds of Muskoka, and you should have seen all the junk that I found along the way, and some of it should have never been left behind. How do you end up with tires and river valleys and stuff like that?
Yeah.
kind of it's kind of discouraging because I don't buy for 1 minute that they floated downstream. I mean, it looks to me like somebody came to the edge and just fired them over and, you know, place that people have dumped. And then I find old fuel containers that are made out of metal left behind. Kind of discouraging stuff, but aside from that, it was good. The birds were out. There were no black flies, but there will be. I saw some floating black fly larvae in a few locations. It looked like they're nice and healthy.
Oh, nice. Nice. Did you stomp all over them?
No, I think that would be a wasted effort. You're going to hear a little bit more from Doug Curry, but yeah, they're sharpening their teeth just as we go to air today, I would say.
Did you at least come home with a couple of pan fryers?
No, I put them back. These guys were small. Okay. You know, brook trout in this part of the world will live to, there's some debate, 3 years, maybe 4 years. Some would go to 5 years in these little creeks, and I'm going to guess these guys were about two-year-old fish. They were ranging from 4 to 7 inches in length. The older ones would be the 7 inches, of course. I just put them back. The last time that I had really good success upstream from here, I picked off out of two holes five fish that were over 10 inches, which is really good for a little brook trout creek, you know.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, and good and bad, I guess. Not very many people go doing what you did yesterday. I loved doing it, and my dad and I used to do it all the time when he was getting a little older, but still able to crawl through some of that underbrush that you just mentioned before. And it was just, you know, the experience itself. I mean, yeah, you go into these places and you might catch one or two fish, but that's not what you go there for. Experiencing that type of adventure is just incredible. Most anglers don't even think of doing something like that, which is a shame because it's just a great experience for sure.
I was a lot better at this when I was 14 years of age, and I can tell you that one of the traps in all of this thing is you got to watch out for groin injuries. It always seems like that tree that you're going to crawl over is about two inches higher than your legs.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You always tell yourself it won't happen this time.
And if I could just add to that, it's not has nothing to do with old age and not being able to get over and around these things, but as we get older, some parts in certain parts, you know, the anatomy tends to stretch out a little bit. Things kind of, you know, are
is that happening to you?
A little lower to
the
ground.
That is a sign of very serious aging. It hasn't happened to me yet.
No, of course not. Yeah. You're JW. Who am I thinking I'm talking to? Obviously, you will wait before you attempt that again until things the swelling goes down a little bit, I'm sure.
I want to see if I can catch up with the guy who sent me on this little chase.
Yeah.
I need a little bit more information. I might pound it out of him.
All right, my friend, I'll let you go and get up to the cottage and have yourself a wonderful long weekend.
And you guys have a great weekend, too.
J.W. John Witters, retired park superintendent of Algonquin Park, and now he just roams around the bush.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's all he's got left to do in life. What can I tell you?